This episode of Super Boothers is brought to you by Photobooth International, home of the PBI Mirror 42, the largest screen mirror photo booth of its kind. Fully brandable, built in the USA, and comes with complete lifetime tech support. Visit photobooth.int.com for more details. Hello and welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail. Oh. Did you want to get
Hold
that?
On, I got to get this. Hold on.
This is live.
Ma? No, I'm kidding. My mother was calling and probably wouldn't pick up the phone, but...
Ouch.
I know.
Speaking of the phone and picking up the phone, what do you want to talk about today, Ryan?
Answering the damn phone.
Ouch.
Do you answer the phone?
Yes. I personally don't. But we do answer the phone.
There's staff?
There is
so
staff.
So who's manning the phone right now if everyone that answers the phone is standing in this room?
Well, I've mentioned on previous shows that I started to have my wife do the phones because the clients seem to relate a lot more to her than to me.
Yes,
I don't know why.
This is a statistic thing.
Yeah. So I found that, and actually it's a huge difference.
There's a reason for this. So generally the people that book the photo booths, 80% tend to be women.
Exactly.
And women identifying with women, even they're so mean to each other, I don't know why.
No, I mean, and I've touched on
like,
this.
Like, you look pretty, but you're really not.
Ouch.
Like.
I've touched on this before, and I think, like, I remember it hit me when I was on a bridal show. It was me and my brother at a bridal show, and I'm like, this.
It's not approachable.
It's just
with
not.
With those eyebrows.
Oh, my God. It's just, it doesn't click as well, right? So. And when I saw my wife interacting with them, it's like, oh, I love your ring. Tell me how you proposed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem
you
as
create
authentic.
The conversation.
Right. So that's what I've learned.
It's a little different for me because I play up the gay for work if I need to. So, I mean, I can go in and double snap all I want and take your money and rob you blind. And I can turn it off just as quickly.
Yeah. So you have to play to your strengths.
I absolutely do. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Make that money.
Absolutely.
So I think the difficulty is having people answer the phone if you're not the one that's best to do it.
Yes. There are a couple people that use answering services. I have never used it before. I don't know how it works. But from my understanding, you can pay a company to have like a basic script or have like basic information that they can deal with for you. So if they say like, oh, well, you know, well, what's included? Well, then they read the script of everything that's included. And then if they want more information, they take the lead information and then send it to you and then you can follow up.
Well, what do you think about setting up, like I know a lot of people that I've spoken to has something like a Google Voice number set up.
So I have Ring Central, and that's what I use.
But instead of it forwarding to your number, it forwards to an inbox with a pre-recorded message.
No.
And people leave the message.
Turn it off.
And then they call them back.
No.
Now, why do you disagree with that so strongly?
You lose the customer. If I get a phone and I call someone wanting to talk to a person and I get a recording, I'm hanging up and moving on to the next. If I want answers, I'm going to go somewhere else if I'm not getting them from you. And I don't care who you are.
Do you think also subconsciously you give off the message as not a like legitimate full-time business?
That yeah.
You don't have someone answering the phone right then and there?
Absolutely. So this is the thing is I use Ring Central, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my phone number right this second.
Oh, my God, live.
Absolutely. So I have an 855 number because I operate in a couple of markets, and the way how it works is I have my phone system set up to go through a greeting that says if you're interested in, you know, whatever, press 1, press 2, press whatever. We're going to do it right now.
Let's do it.
Thank you for calling Urban Events. You have reached us after normal business hours. If you would like to check availability on a date for faster service, please go to our website at www.urbanevents.com. Select Photo Booth and then select Check a Date, and we will send over information as soon as possible. If you have an event in progress and need assistance, please press 9.
So here's what happens. So right now, so we're recording this on a Monday. I'm closed on Mondays. That is like traditional, like hairdresser's day off and event day off. And, you know, we just don't come into work on Monday because we're working over the weekend. So on Mondays, I have the after hours business part set up. And I'm actually really glad that that particular one came on. But the big thing here is I am telling my client how to contact me if I'm not able to pick up the phone.
But what I like is that you also gave an option. If for some reason there was an event going on.
If there is an event going on today, because like it shuts off on Saturdays, if there's an event going on, please press 9. You're connected to a manager on duty. Whenever you press 9, 4 people's cell phones ring simultaneously. Someone is going to pick up the phone eventually. And I have it set up to where there's a couple of numbers that appear after the original number. I have it set up as 911. So I know whenever the 911 line rings, someone has a problem. I need to pick up the phone. So
now, go ahead. For that recording, did they do that for you? You just give them a script, or is it like Siri voice?
I paid someone a lot of money to do that for me.
Yeah.
So what I did was I paid someone to do a recording. I gave them a script. Every single greeting for every single scenario, holiday, you know, vacation, not that that one ever gets played. Any scenario, all was pre-recorded. And then I put it into the phone tree. So whatever number they press, she's greeting that person. And again, she's a female.
Mm. I assume you chose that on purpose.
Absolutely. Everything I do, there is a reason for it.
So now think about the impression that gives to people calling into your business. Even when no one's there, they have a professional recording that responds and directs them to where they need to go next. I think the impression that you're giving off is the critical thing here. But you're also kind of directing them to where they need to go.
I'm answering the question they probably have. If you're calling me on like a Saturday or Sunday, you probably want to check a date. You're not gonna contact me on a Saturday or Sunday if you're already a client. If you're already a client, you're either gonna email me, or only new clients are calling on those times. So I know that someone has the question, well, how do I book you? I am telling them, you need to go to our website, you need to go to this little page, and you need to fill out this form, and then I'll get back with you. And what I do is, if ever I get someone on the phone and I really can't talk with them, I'm just going to say, go to the website, click this button, it will walk you through everything that you need to be walked through. That's another thing is, do not pick up the phone unless you can commit 30 minutes to talking to someone.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Now, how much did that cost, the RingCentral? What does that roughly cost?
I have a large system, so I think I'm at $40 a month.
$40 a month.
Yeah.
So for $40 a month, you
plus the cost of all the recordings.
The demeanor and perception of a huge company.
Are you calling? There's a 911 call right now. I'm not even joking.
Do you want to take this live? Let's have fun with it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello. Event in progress. You have a caller. To accept the call, press 1. For more...
Thank you for calling Urban Events. This is Ryan. How can I help you?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm a person. I'm having planned for Alvaro's wedding this weekend.
Okay, great. How can I help you?
Yeah, no, just I'm the event planner. Yes, I'm an event planner. Yes, I'm like, make sure you have the address correct and everything.
Okay? Sure.
Just my phone number. You have any question for Saturday, just let me know. I want to be there the whole day.
Sure. I have the address as...
Uh-huh.
Okay. Correct. And what is your phone number?
Okay. My phone number is... And my name is...
Okay.
And I'm the event planner for that day.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm just looking at her...
So, I'll see you there.
Yes, I'm looking at her...
I don't have an idea what time it... Okay.
Sure. So I have a couple of things right here. So we have service time from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The attendant will be there at 6 p.m. for setup. However, I don't have a questionnaire for her. I can only send it to her. So if you could let her know that the questionnaire was sent to her, and that needs to be filled out. But other than that, everything's taken care of.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Okay, I'll let her know.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is literally, I can't believe that just happened right now.
What a treat.
So, but this is the thing is, this also comes to my thing where that is really shocking that happened. But this is the thing is, the only people that use this number are event planners that don't have a problem. Email me this stuff.
I was just going to say, how often is that abused? Because that was not an emergency.
The only person that abuses it is event planners. Swear on my life, that is the only person that uses that number. Unless it's on a Saturday and for some reason the attendant's not there. That hasn't happened in over a year.
So is that annoying to you?
Absolutely. I can't believe this happened right now. Like, this is genius. Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess some people would abuse it. I don't know if there's anything you can do to change your system to...
There isn't. And you know what? I would much rather have an event planner abuse the system and still make him happy than to not have that available. But I really get a kick out of the only people that use it are event planners.
So there's rarely an emergency situation that comes through that null line.
Because I have the system set into place and because my attendant's ass will be nailed to a wall if they are late, that's the only reason why that could ever happen. Your car better be overturned four times over an overpass before you're late.
So true to the topic at hand of picking up the phone.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan Salinas.
Yes.
Picked up the phone during a podcast recording. That is amazing.
It was just shocking. I can't believe this is happening.
That tells you how important it is, guys, to pick up the phone. Absolutely. No matter what, I don't care if you're on the toilet. I don't care if you're at your bar mitzvah. You pick up the phone.
No, absolutely. So, but this is the thing that I really appreciate is you never know who's going to be on the other line. There was I had a very bad day, and I think that there are bad days where you just kind of close up shop and you're going to go home, and that's just the kind of bad day. I'm done. I'm going back to bed
in the fetal position.
Absolutely, and that I really had that happen. And one of my friends was like, "Come see me. I'm at the beach. Just show up." I drove down there. I pull in. Funny enough, we went to Whataburger. And my phone rings, and I picked it up. Do you know who was on the other line?
Somebody famous.
The NBA. Ooh. And the Spurs were about to go into the playoffs. And they said, "We had an issue. We need a photo booth for this particular activation. Have you done this before?" I said, "Absolutely." I said, "What do you need from me?" They said, "X, Y, and Z." I drove back. I had that client for 6 years. That client single-handedly is responsible for about $300,000 of revenue over that course of time.
Plus whatever else it led to, indirectly.
Super Bowl came from that. NCAA came from that. Picking up the phone.
But now, and I don't remember the details of the story. You picked up the phone, great. Did they try calling other people before they called you?
I'm sure they did.
And what happened?
I do not know. Right. I do not know. This is another thing is I have we advertise on Groupon. That is no secret. And there are people that will shit all over Groupon, shit all over it all you want. You have to do a lot of crap to get the gold mine. And there was one event that I did. I said this in a live event. I was almost put on the spot, I guess. And –
Yeah.
So someone
people feel very strongly about this.
They really do. And you know what? If you don't know how to work the system, there's just no other way around it. So someone, there was a little intern, and
why are they always little?
They
little was, interns, little marketing girls, little whatever. This, little that.
You're a nobody to me.
What about a big intern?
Well, no. So this is the thing. This little intern calls and he goes, because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's so green. He doesn't know what he's asking. He, I guess, was with a marketing agency who was like this big wig who dumped a whole bunch of work on this little kid who doesn't know what he's doing, which I don't know why you would ever do that with a client that big. But anyways, it was a very large music festival. Actually, that's where I met Janelle Monae. She's absolutely amazing, and like I completely love her. She was in Hidden Figures. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. But anyways, so we're doing this event, and he was like, "Oh, well, we need you for 4 days. You know, it's these times. Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this?" I said, yes. That call was a Wednesday. I was there on Friday for setup. And it was so much money. And that ended up leading that led to like a couple of more little festivals. And then that eventually led to Super Bowl. So, and that came from Groupon.
Yeah. Well, let's not mix different topics. I'm going to go back to
sure. The
fact that the reason I asked what happened before you picked up the phone is because I've had this experience myself, and I've also had discussions with other boothers where the customer is trying to call people and no one picks up.
Sure.
And then they eventually get to me and I picked up, like, "Oh, I'll book you." No one else picked up their phone.
Yep.
So I think picking up your phone is a way to differentiate yourself because a lot of people don't do it for whatever reason.
Well, I think it's because a lot of people are part-time and they can't afford to pick up the phone because they're at work.
Yeah.
So my thing is if you are at work during the day and you cannot pick up the phone, there are people that you can pay to do that for you. I would much rather have a live person say, "You know what? I can help you. Mm-hmm. I will take down all your information and I will get it to the person that can help you. You will hear from us by 4 p.m. today."
So what percentage would you say of your bookings comes through the phone versus email?
2%.
It's mostly email.
From phone. Absolutely. It is all by email, so
very,
or text message.
Very interesting. the majority comes through other means. But you're still so adamant about picking up your phone.
But this is the thing is, because I have conditioned my customer to do everything online. That's what's happening.
I'm telling them how to
contact me.
But would you say that the 2% that come through the phone are bigger clients? Like you mentioned NBA.
No. So this is the thing is, the ones that come through the phone have already requested information and they want more and they want to talk to a real person before they give you money. That's fine too. I'm fine with that. I will rattle off whatever questions you have and rattle off whatever answer in that time that you're calling me.
Yeah, I found that to be the case as well. I think some people we're in a modern age now. Everyone's kind of accustomed to paying online, but some people still have this uneasy feeling about paying, you know, $500,000, $1,200 for a service without first speaking to someone.
Sure.
And I find exactly what you just said, that people are interested in booking. They don't have any mind-blowing questions. They just want to talk to someone.
Absolutely.
It's they very just need basic to be reassured. Stuff. Yeah. Hey, I just want to confirm. I got an email. You're available. Like, it's just very basic stuff. So people just want to get comfortable before spending that kind of money with you.
Well, and that's the thing is they really should. I'm not going to expect someone to spend 10 grand with me and not me walk through everything that they need to talk about.
Do you have any other stories about things that came in through the phone that you're able to share with us at this moment?
I mean, it was just... That
NBA one is a great one. And what if you didn't pick up that phone?
Exactly. Where would I be now?
Yeah.
Where would I be now?
So what would you tell people that for whatever reason are not picking up the phone and they're listening right now? Maybe they have a job. Maybe they're not good on the phone. Maybe they feel self-conscious about it.
I say this about everything. If you cannot do a specific job, you need to hire someone that can. Yes, it is going to cost you money to hire someone to do that. How much more money are you going to make by having that person fulfill that role for you? We live in 2017. We can pay people to do literally everything for us. I don't have to go to the grocery store if I don't want to.
I hate going
to the grocery store. I really do. I can't stand it.
The only thing that I would say to play devil's advocate is that some people would say, hey, you know, only a couple people come through the phone a month.
Fine.
I don't need that. I'm already making most of my clients come via email or whatever, right?
You know what? It's those two calls that you're going to get.
Stay poor.
Stay poor. It is those two clients that you're going to get. You have no idea if the person on the other line is a whale.
Yeah.
You just have no idea.
Mm-hmm. So if you can't do it, first of all, do it. If you can't do it, get someone who can.
If you can't do your job effectively, you need to hire someone else to do it. That goes for sales. That goes for marketing. That literally anything with a part of the business. With accounting, if you can't do it, hire someone.
This also ties back to
stay poor.
That personality test that we did and we posted in the Facebook group. I think both Ryan and I got Commander. I know he didn't want to believe that. But one of the things about Commander is that you find a way, right? And I think a lot of times these part-time boothers have excuses. Right. I understand you're not available. You can't do it. I'm not saying that it's not a fair excuse, but if you want to be successful, you got to find a way to get it done anyway. So get the system set in place. If you can't do it, hire people who can.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'd love hearing from you. Please go to our website and submit your questions. You can do that at superboothers.com. Click Ask Superboothers. We are going to Australia in January. We are going to Las Vegas in March. Tickets are still available for both of those events. Visit our website at superboothers.com and click on events. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.